From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. Today's topic is the Nootka Rose from the notebook of botanist Kathleen Sace. The lovely flowers of Nootka Rose open in late spring to early summer and display elegant large pink petals in a single layer of five. Unlike hybridized European roses of horticulture, with dozens of petals in many densely packed layers. The fragrance is particularly strong in full flower, also unlike modern hybrid roses. Fragrant and attractive to bees, Nootka Rose flowers over several weeks. Later, there are scarlet-orange rose hips and changing foliage color, adding to fall color as leaves fade and plants go dormant. Nootka Rose is not a plant for small, tidy gardens. It grows in dense thickets, sprawling over fern and other plants, sending tough underground shoots sideways for many feet outward in all directions, from which new flowering stems will emerge. Stems can be more than 8 feet tall and are hard and wiry, with massive thorns studding the length of each stem. Elk and deer prefer to browse many rose family species, so this thorny armor is logical, but it is an added deterrent to the wild land gardener. Nootka Rose is common along the edge of marshes, where it may grow in patches surrounded by sedges and other wetland plants. As with other roses, the hips are also edible, containing bioflavonoids and other health-promoting compounds. Seeds from rose hips have been found in ancient fire pits in our area. Local tribes collected and ate the hips. Tribes throughout the Northwest used decoctions of leaves or roots for medical teas or washes, and hips were eaten when no other foods were available. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge.